What are the odds of winning the Pepsi bottle cap contest? We'll find out in a moment. But first, they're still talking in the Senate. The 30-hour talkathon entered its second day today. Republicans launched the session to dramatize what they say are unfair tactics by the Democrats. Democratic senators have blocked votes on four of President Bush's judicial nominees for the U.S. Court of Appeals, and they did so by filibustering, or talking and talking and talking, in an attempt to call the votes off. Here to give us the latest on the scene now in the Senate is NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellnow. Hi, David.
Hi, Madeline.
I hear there are cots, blankets, lots of coffee. What's the scene there?
Well, there are the cots. How many of them are actually being used is a little bit hard to find out because they're behind a door that reporters have no access to. It seems that the Republican senators who requested those cots yesterday, most of them actually have sofas in their own offices, and many of them retired to those sofas. And, you know, it's a political drama that's going on in the Senate, and both sides are playing it to the hilt.
Now, explain these tactics. As I understand it, the Democrats need to hold the floor. Someone needs to be there talking, filibustering. If not, the Republicans can immediately call for a vote and presumably win since they're in the majority?
Well, actually, this is not technically a filibuster. It's simply a session that was called by the Republican Majority Leader Bill Frist that Republicans are calling a reverse filibuster because, as you indicated, a filibuster is when you keep talking to delay action. Well, they say that they're talking to force action. What they want is a simple up or down vote on these various judicial nominees who've been blocked. And by being out on the floor, if they can get 51 senators in the chamber, which is a quorum for holding a vote, if there are no Democrats there to object, because it only takes one person to object to what they call a unanimous consent to hold a vote, if that one person isn't there, they could go ahead and vote on these blocked judges, and the matter would be over with.
It faintly ridiculous.
Well, there is something of the theater of the absurd about it because, in fact, they are not debating any piece of legislation. It's simply an argument between the two sides. The Republicans maintain that what the Democrats are doing by filibustering these nominees and preventing a confirmation vote, which would be a simple majority vote, from happening, they are going against what the Founding Fathers wanted. The Democrats say, no, this is what the Founding Fathers wanted. They wanted us to advise and consent on this process. And the Senate is the chamber that's the cooling saucer where they think about things and where they need a consensus from both sides. And that's exactly what they've been doing with these judges, they say. And the filibuster is something they use for all other pieces of legislation except taxes. And they say that it should apply as well in the case of the judges.
So what happens when this ends, when the 30 hours is over?
That is supposed to culminate in a vote on three judicial nominees, one of which has already been blocked by a filibuster, on Friday morning. And after that, they're going to vote on a measure that is being sponsored by Republican leader Frist and by Democratic Senator Zell Miller, who votes with Republicans. And that's a measure that would, in effect, do away with the filibuster on judges. That would guarantee every nominee getting a confirmation vote. Democrats say that would be going against the rules of both the Senate and of the Constitution, and they say they are not going to accept that. Also, it would take a two-thirds majority to approve such a rule change, and nobody thinks that's going to happen.
So it's not over. It won't be over.
It's not over, but you know, this is a skirmish that may turn into an all-out war as the election season draws closer. It's going to be harder to get anything done in the Senate, but I think that the strife over the judges is one issue that is probably going to remain. And Republicans are talking about what many are calling the nuclear option, which would be to get a ruling that would say simply that filibusters can't be used to block judicial nominees. And Democrats say if they do that, it's going to be all-out war, and that business is going to grind to a halt completely in the Senate. The Republicans haven't attempted to do that yet, but the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Orrin Hatch, told me last night that he would like to go ahead and do that. It appears that he's being restrained by some of the more moderate Republicans in his caucus.
NPR's David Wellnow covering the goings-on in the Senate. Thanks, David.
You're quite welcome, Madeline.